You know, if I had an answer for that, maybe it'd be 134. You know, feel like we've prepared well, you know, but it has to carry over when we go out for the game and have to go out and execute. So obviously that's a big problem right now.
What's the level of confidence in this room that it can get fixed?
Well, you know, I think the thing is we've got guys that are going to continue to push. Obviously, you know, it doesn't feel any worse than, you know, guys do, or it does right now. So we're up against a mountain of adversity with a whole lot of problems to fix. And the only way to fix them is to go to work. You know, you can't feel sorry for yourself. So I'm going to continue to push guys and say the only way to solve any of these issues is hard work and going and grinding it out and working your way out of it rather than feeling sorry for yourself and hoping something miraculous is going to happen.
When the quarterback change fails the way that it did, what is the reaction from the team?
You know, I don't really have a reaction. You know, that's the way this game goes. That's the reason you play the games. So, you know, obviously nothing really worked today. And, you know, they got some turnovers. We didn't. We only responded well to a couple of them and gave up big points off the rest of them. So there's a lot of things that need to be fixed and a lot of blame to go around.
How do you, as a leader, make sure that a situation like that with the quarterback doesn't fracture this locker room? Because it could, and it has in other locker rooms.
I think we're okay in that area. I think we've got some character guys in here, some guys that really care about one another. And, you know, and if we do, we'll address it.
Do you get the sense that it's happened, or do you think everybody's still invested and
no,
on board with the plan here?
I haven't seen that at all.
What do you say to a youngster like Nathan after a performance like that?
Well, obviously, it's not the way he drew it up or dreamt it in his mind, but you know, at the same time, you know, he's got to have a tremendous amount of mental toughness to come back. I mean, that's a tough outing, but he's a talented guy. He knows the game. He'll be okay. And we'll just encourage him. You know, hey, work your way through it the way that we're all doing right now. And, you know, just continue to grind. There's a whole lot of football left in this season, and especially for him in his career. All right.